and thank you to all the excellent panelists for their remarks and the other speakers for their interventions. There are a range of views expressed, and given they cover different sort of subject areas and topic areas, it's difficult to draw themes from them, broad themes from them, especially given the field that I work in, which is climate change litigation, where there is a lot more perhaps emancipatory potential, a potential to actually address climate change through courts compared to other areas. But one theme that seems to emerge from all the interventions is the need for greater awareness, education, activism, and transparency. I think transparency is something that's been emphasized by other speakers and panelists as well. And I think transparency in processes, state processes, UN processes, transparency has a huge impact on accountability. And the ability to actually hold, whether it's states or police, to account for what they do, for their atrocities or for their sort of international wrongs. And I think another theme that emerges is that judicial fora are only a small part of the solution. They cannot be the full solution, or they cannot offer hope for a full solution to any of the problems that have been addressed. They're only a small part of the solution. And the landscape and the ecosystem is very important in terms of addressing any of these problems. And the ecosystem does comprise both states and non-state actors, multiple stakeholders, and activists. In the field that I work in international climate change law, especially in the context of climate litigation, activists are playing a very key role, and even climate legal activists are playing a very key role in initiating change, transformative change that's required. And the takeaway from me is that there is a sort of very close relationship between legislation and litigation and activism to bring about change, transformative change that we need. Thank you.